This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Oh, well, this one has not come out yet, but coming May 23rd, you will be able to get a four-day, four-park magic ticket for $99 per day plus tax. So this allows you 4 days of visiting the parks. It is one admission per theme park, one theme park per day. So you get to go, you have to do all four parks.
Oh, okay. Well, and that sounds great. How can people book that with you?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and lover of Asian food.
That's good. I'm very happy about that. I'm Al John Goh, also a lover of Asian food, also Asian, proud Pacific Islander, proud Filipino, good times. Also big love Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney, and future Thunderbolt.
Yes. And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, headed to New York to break into public television. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
Today, we are talking about Disney news. And one of our big stories is we have the lineup for the Eat to Beat concert series taking place during the Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Ooh, can't wait. I'm not going to play any of those bands on this show because I'm in fear of getting knocked off the demonetization train, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we got to figure out what's going on with iTunes.
You know,
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, so you brought up a great thing. So apparently, Kat, I got a message from our friend Jeremy Hunt from Walkabout WDW podcast. Yeah. And he said,
shout out.
And he said, hey, are there any new episodes of Dining at Disney? Because the feed hasn't refreshed in like a month for him, for whatever reason. I don't know why. And now I, of course, we use, you know, the Spotify podcasters platform, but it distributes throughout all the different podcast platforms there are. Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio for us. I mean, there's different things, of course. But I look on iTunes and it hasn't refreshed for me either. And in fact, I unsubscribed and resubscribed, tried to resubscribe, and I couldn't find the podcast.
What?
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm not really sure what's going on. So if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, let us know that you can hear us, because I'm going to have to, over the next couple of days, contact Spotify to see if there's a way that we can kind of rejuvenate the feed or contact Apple about the feed, because it's so super strange. Now, Kat, how do you listen to our show?
I use Spotify and I use Stitcher.
Okay, there you go. You see, and there's no issues with those two.
No, I haven't had an issue.
Yeah, there are no issues with iHeartRadio and no issues with Spotify, of course. And so it's super strange and very weird. I don't know, but I mean, we've, you know, typically during this time of season anyway, podcasts usually take a little bit of a nosedive because everybody's out and about and getting ready and going on vacation and things like that. So, you know, we suspect that, but there was a huge drop off over the past couple of weeks. And I don't know if it's because iTunes is not liking our show or whatever.
That would make sense because more than 60% of our listeners come from iTunes.
That's right. So there was like a pretty drastic drop off. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's weird. Crazy.
Well, that just means our listeners, our loyal listeners who follow us, be sure to give us those 5-star reviews, help boost us in the ratings. If you hear us in Apple Podcasts, great. I hope we're able to work out this issue and everyone can get the podcast that they subscribe to.
Yeah.
Very strange. But anyway.
Well, they'll have a lot of catching up to do.
A lot of cool shows. That is for show. So, shall we kick this off with the first story?
Yes. I'm going to let Kat talk about this because this is one of her favorite places.
Yes. It is spring. I don't know if you guys knew that. And in honor of that, well, no, this is in honor of summer, but it's not summer yet, so I'm saying spring. Haleo at Disney Springs at Walt Disney World has updated their menu with some delicious sounding things, and I'm going to tell you about them. Haleo is a tapas style restaurant owned by Jose Andres, and they're well known for their paella and many other delicious things, and they've added these to the menu for summer / spring because it's May. Cono de atún gilda, cone of tuna tartar, modern olive, Cantabrian anchovy, and pipara pepper. Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes. Gazpacho estilo a las sidras, which is classic chilled Spanish soup made with tomato, cucumber, and green bell peppers.
I definitely want that.
I have dreams about the beet gazpacho at Haleo. Legitimately, I have dreams about it. It's delicious. So if this is anywhere near as good as that, I highly recommend. Ensalada de aguacate y mojo verde, which is avocado, mojo verde, and goat cheese salad, which sounds also sounds. I'm just these all sound delicious. It's not. This isn't a secret. Piquillos rellenos con barada y bacalao, which this is not the same thing, but bacalao in Italian is like salted fish, but I don't think that's what this is. Stuffed piquillo peppers with potato and manchego cheese and a bechamel sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yes. Melones a la brasa con mojo verde. It looks like mojo verde is very popular for the summer at Haleo. That's mussels cooked in jasper and served with mojo verde.
I like you can also in the summer.
Like fresh seafood. With like, I mean, I can't really have a crusty piece of bread anymore, but if I could have a crusty piece of bread, yes. Beach style. Lubina a la pobre is whole roasted branzino served with potatoes, olive oil, and fresh herbs. We love a branzino. Ensalada de tomate con ventresquera is heirloom tomato salad served with red onions, pipara peppers, and 4 ounces of conserved tuna belly from Asturas.
Mm.
That sounds delicious. Very fresh sounding. Oh, here we go. Secreto Ibérico de Bellota, which is Secreto Ibérico, which is ham, which is cooked on the Basque grill and served with pan con tomate.
Wow.
That's probably rich.
Yep. That comes with a nice price tag, too.
Yeah. $105 for that one. Hopefully, it's probably not a big piece of pork because that pork's expensive. But
I'll just have the pan con tomate, please.
I'll bring my own bologna. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Put the abrico on the side, please.
Yeah.
Like way on the other side of the room.
Yeah. Can't have it.
Fancy.
Pintos Morunos de Cordero, which is Basque grilled lamb skewer with Andalusian spices. That sounds delicious.
Mm.
Banejas con miel, fried eggplant with honey and lemon zest. And atún crudo con aguacate, which is thinly sliced tuna served with avocado and citrus dressing. That sounds right up my alley, too.
I love the sound of that.
So this is the biggest menu change at Haleo since 2019.
Wow.
So it looks like they're adding a lot of new things. Haleo menu, when they first opened, was enormous. It was gigantic. It had so many different things, and it's still very big, but it's not as big as it was. So all these menu changes, I think, maybe is an indicator that all of those problems with the supply chain that we were seeing after the panini is maybe lessening a little bit, which is nice.
Yes.
Yep.
So lots of transformations happening over there. If you check out those dishes at Haleo, make sure you tag us, take a picture, tell us how delicious it is, even though we definitely already know, because how could it be rad?
Yes, I too really enjoy that restaurant.
I can't wait to go back.
I'm all about small plates.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
You get to try so many more things than if you're having like a full plate of something.
Like, honestly, you were talking about loving Asian food, but like, I just go to Korean barbecue for the banchan. Like, I just want the small plates. That's sure. what I want.
Sure.
Like, the beef and the whatever is great. It's delicious. It's always good. But like, if you just served me like 15 plates of side dishes, I'd be fine with that.
Oh, sure.
Nothing else.
The side dishes are always good. And like I said, you know, yeah, the bulgogi is always good, but dadgummit, you know, the bibimbap was, yeah, it's so good. Anyway.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Gotta have it. Anyway.
This next news story, I'm having PTSD a little bit from it.
Did you get it?
I did get it. It took me 4 times, though, to get it. What? So, if you were have been at Disneyland the last couple of weeks, you might have seen the perfect picnic popcorn bucket at Toontown, at Good Boy Grocery over there in the new area with from the refurbishment. It's beautiful. It's a really lovely little picnic basket. When you get it here at Disneyland, you get it with 3 snacks. You can choose a selection of snacks and a drink. They just brought this over to Hollywood Studios.
Ooh.
We love it. And it looks like the basket over there also includes your choice of 3 select items and a beverage.
Awesome.
It's really cute. It's like a Mickey hand holding a picnic basket. No spoilers from Runaway Railway, but they do go on a picnic in there. And this basket is very reminiscent of that basket.
I'm down with it.
It's so cute.
That makes sense that they would bring it there then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus you have Toontown reopened there at Disneyland, which I have to say looks really, really nice. And I like
it's
to see,
gorgeous.
I like to see Pete out there as a walk around character because our kids love Mickey Mouse, Funhouse, Clubhouse, Racers, whatever. Ad nauseam, Mix Up Adventures, like every one of those Disney Junior shows. And I'm sure they would love to see Pete at some point because she's our little girl is probably going to talk about, you know, Minnie and Daisy going around town with their rescue.
Yes.
Thing, whatever, with Pete.
Of course.
You know, Pete's in the back seat singing and he just keeps on singing because he's crazy like that. But that's awesome.
So I went to Toontown reopening on opening day. And the line for this popcorn bucket was 4 hours long.
Oh, no.
That's a long line.
So if this popcorn bucket / picnic basket / home decor, which is what it ended up at my house, you may want to put that at the top of your day to go and see if it's available, if you're going to try and get this one. It's also available with a very adorable picnic blanket that sold out very fast at Disneyland. So if you're looking for that as well, again, you may want to put this at the top of your things to do at Hollywood Studios.
You know, for the price, Kat, $25.99 plus your choice of 3 select items and 1 beverage. Not a bad deal.
No. And it's $36 with the blanket. So you get a full size blanket, the picnic basket, 3 snacks and a drink. And the drink choices was like milk, water, or a juice box. And the snacks were like a variety of things. Fresh fruit, carrots, cuties. There was like a cheese. There was like chippies.
It's a kid's meal.
Well, yes. Or just like an adult who acts like a child meal. I will say if you are gluten-free and you go for the fruit roll-up, it is not gluten-free.
Oh.
I've learned that the hard way.
Oh, no.
Who puts wheat in a fruit roll-up? But
why would you put wheat in a fruit roll-up?
I don't understand.
Thickening.
It was weird. It was very weird. But
yeah, so that
cutie was delicious. It was very ripe, fresh.
Oof.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Well, the picnic basket sure looks nice.
Yes.
All right. I think here's the piece de resistance, right? The headlining act for tonight's show.
Yes, the 2023 Epcot Eat to the Beat concert series. We now have the list. which is great. Again, it's presented by Corksicle, starts July 27th. So these are the acts that so far have been named. There are still others that they will be adding. It says that the local bands for Orlando will be taking the stage Tuesday through Thursday. So as far as Friday through Monday is when you get to see the big name acts. And they are starting on July 28th and 29th is Orianthe, and she is new this year.
Here she is, by the way.
Ooh. So I like that.
Love it. Orianthe, I call her Ori. So bad. But Orianthe came out during the time of the Hillary Duffs and the Avril Lavigne's and things like that. So the According to You song was her first solo record after she left, after Michael Jackson's band disbanded. She was the female guitarist for Michael Jackson's band.
See, I didn't know she sang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great, yeah, I knew. I mean, I knew she was a great guitarist, and that's what I found about her. Very
cool. If you watch the Michael Jackson documentary, the Remember the Time documentary with Kenny Ortega,
yep,
she's in it quite a bit.
Yes,
very talented musician.
She is. She is, and a nice person. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Even better. Yep. July 30th and 31st, there's Four King and Country. They are also new this year. August 4th and 5th is Southern Avenue. August 6th and 7th is Tiffany, which we all know and love from the 80s. August 11th and 12th is Ruben Studdard with Haley Reinhart. Both of them were from
American Idol.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to think of the name of the show. I was like, I can imagine it. I just can't think of it. Okay. The one that I wish we were going to be seeing is August 13th and 14th is the Bacon Brothers.
Hang tight. So for people that are not in the know, the Bacon Brothers, you know, Kevin Bacon and his brother, they make music. It's pretty good.
They are new this year.
There you go.
Man, I'm bummed. I wish we were going to see them.
It's 493 miles by the Bacon Brothers. Good stuff.
Then the 18th through the 21st is going to be Joey Fatone and Friends.
Oh, yes. You got to wonder, it's like a mini NSYNC reunion that happens there. Because, you know, Chris Kirkpatrick is going to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Chris Kirkpatrick, probably the guys from Motown.
Yeah, probably the guys from Motown.
Ryan Cabrera,
he's local.
Yeah.
You know, now that he's married to Alexa Bliss from WWE.
Oh.
There you go. And you just never know who's going to show up.
All I can think about every time, though, I hear the name Chris Kirkpatrick is Eminem. Every single time, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is the lyric from that.
Look it up, gang. Don't make me have to play it.
No, you're not gonna play it.
We're if a family
you,
show here.
You should know. You if you don't know.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
Oh, okay. So August 25th and 26th is Aaron Jones, who is new. August 27th and 28th is Philip Phillips. He was from American Idol as well, right?
That's right.
Correct.
And he is new this year. September 1st and 2nd is Bahamin. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Bahamin. September 3rd and 4th is Mercy Me. The 8th and 9th is Ray Parker Jr.
Yes. Ghostbusters.
And then the 10th and 11th is Toby Mac. And then you have September 15th and 16th. All it says is celebrity Latin talent. So that's a lot of different people that could, that, that could be.
So let's take bets. So who do you think it's going to be?
Ricky Martin. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Gloria Estefan.
Oh. Could be, yes. That would make sense.
Hmm. You think it could be Mark Antony?
Could be.
There is one more.
Enrique Iglesias?
It could be. But this is what I think. This is who I think is going to show up.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? Now, he has played this before.
Oh, I know. It's the guy. Oh, gosh. Isn't his name John?
Getting close.
Cicada.
Yes. So I say that because he's played this before.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if it's not him.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
There we go. There he is.
I liked him.
Mm-hmm. John Cicada. He ruled the charts back in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. That song.
See, and I remember. Others.
But yes. And we did see him live, did we not? A few years ago. When I say a few years ago, like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But
yes, we were there when he was there.
We didn't get
a chance to sit down and actually like
no,
watch it.
No, it was in passing. It was in passing. We were walking by.
Yes.
Anyway. But yes, it could be a myriad of different celebrity Latin talent. It should be nice.
Speaking of Latin, we have September 17th and 18th is Raul Acosta and Oro Solido.
Okay.
New this year. The 22nd and 23rd will be Los Amigos Invisibles.
And we played them on our show last year, and they sounded really good. Like, great, great, great band. Oh, so we go now from...
Hold on, wait. I get to say it. So if Joey Fatone and Friends is not enough 90s boy band for you.
Oh, geez.
We've got the 24th and 25th is 98 degrees. Followed by the 29th and October 2nd.
True.
Boys to Men.
They're going to play five nights. 29,
30, 30. Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that four?
Four nights.
Four nights.
Okay, wow. So I can tell you, Boys to Men, they love taking their families to the park. They absolutely will do what they want because they're Boys to Men, of course. You know, one of the largest vocal groups of all time, Boys to Men. But they just love going to Disney. They love going to Disney every year. And I have to say, I've met Boys to Men, and they are nice guys.
Look, I've said it once. I'll say it again. Motown Philly, or we riot. All right.
I love that.
I wonder if this,
oh my gosh.
I wonder if this year they'll actually play their own instruments because they started playing guitar, and I showed them a couple guitar riffs, but they were interested in guitar. So of course we started talking, and apparently they have started playing their own instruments.
That's rad.
Which is super cool. So anyway, moving on.
October 6th and 7th is Mark Willis. The 8th and the 9th is one of my favorites, Sugar Ray. October 13th and 14th is Hoobastank. Then this is a big difference when you're talking about like the styles of music and time period of music. You're going to go from Hoobastank to the 15th and 16th Air Supply. What?
Early 80s soft rock hits from Air Supply.
I mean, that's...
Well, first of all, I have to say that it is really cool that they're leaving their homeland. I think they're Australian, but they might be New Zealand. Sorry, I don't recall. But they usually, it's they usually don't leave. So it's, they have a residency at this hotel and things like that. I mean, they don't do a lot, but I guess they're touring Australia. Yeah, it's very cool.
That's a long flight.
And they're only there for 2 days.
Maybe they're going to be doing some like tour stuff.
Maybe they're touring.
Because yeah. I can't imagine flying 24 hours one way. No. Just to play two nights and turn around and.
Maybe they backed it into their family vacations.
That's something, it. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, no. They're on a huge tour.
Oh, okay. They're on a huge tour, huh?
They're on tour right now. They're on tour right now. And tomorrow, they're playing Daytona Beach, Florida.
Wow.
And they're on tour from now until October. November.
Wow.
So they're playing pretty much every city in the United States and most cities in Canada, including six nights in Hawaii. So if you're in Hawaii and you like air supply, not air supply, was it air supply?
Air supply.
Oops, sorry. I just had a stroke. If you're in Hawaii and you like air supply, got some news for you.
That's good for them. That's good. I mean, you know, touring's fun. Anyway, I like this next act a lot. I like her.
October 20th and 21st is Taylor Dayne.
Do you have a favorite Taylor Dayne song, y'all?
I don't know, but she did. I was surprised she was eliminated when she was from Masked Singer.
She was on the Masked Singer?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like everyone loves Tell It to My Heart. You have to.
Tell It to My Heart is like the quintessential song for her. But yeah. I also like Love Will Bring You Back, which is also song. Kristen's dying over here.
Wrong pipe.
Don't do that.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Taylor Dayne fan, Kristen?
Yes, I had her cassette back in the day.
I think I probably did too.
I knew that. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I actually still have the cassette.
I tell you.
I have a whole thing of cassettes still.
I tell you whose cassette I do have, or I did have back in the day. And that's this next act.
Billy Ocean.
Gonna be your lover boy. Or Caribbean Queen. Suddenly I'm in love. I mean, there's so many hits of his. So many. Plus, he's got the coolest hair. Oh, speaking of hair, here's one of those hair bands from the mid-90s.
If that's what you want to call them. The band that some people thought originally was girls. October 27th through the 30th is Hanson.
Bop.
They're great. They put on a great show.
Yeah, sure they do. And, you know, the other thing about Hanson, which is true, I tell the story, I think almost every year we talk about them when they're there, is that I used to be a assistant program director, music director for an alternative rock station here in Nashville. And they used to have these CDs that they would send the radio stations that would be the sampler of the new and upcoming artists. And in there was like, oh, Blues Traveler, Alanis Morissette. Oh, these are great bands. And then you hear Hanson. And I pop it in and I go, well, that's interesting. A trio of girls singing? Because they don't show you the picture. It's just a bunch of just rando bands. Oh yeah, here's the latest from the Eels, or you know, Vallejo, and then you have Hanson.
Because they were so young. They were just kids.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought they were girls, and then later you get the advance on the record, and you're like, wait a minute, I think these are all boys.
I really did think the one there by Sis looks like Claire Dane. I thought he was a girl.
Yeah, where's the love?
Where's the love? It's not enough.
Not enough.
Okay, heading into November, we have the 3rd and 4th is We the Kings. They are new this year. The 5th and 6th.
Time out. So, Kat, you know We the Kings, right?
Yeah, man. Back in the day when I used to be like a disgusting Warped Tour kid, I saw these guys a bunch of times in Chicago as well when I was living in Chicago.
Yeah. Great band. Here, check this out. This is what Kat was just singing. Check Yes, Juliet.
I'm pretty sure these gents are from Orlando as well.
Yes, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, great band, We the Kings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will actually have to like that because I hadn't added that to my playlist yet. Okay, a couple more left as we wrap up this huge Eat to the Beat.
November 5th and 6th will be Sheila E. Nice. And then the 10th and 11th is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, followed by on the 12th and 13th, 38 Special.
There's a lot of really great returning bands, 38 mm-hmm. Special one being one of them, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Hanson, Billy Ocean, Boys to Men. I mean, they're, you know, Sugar Ray, they've, you know, they're always there. It's just too bad Ray Parker Jr. couldn't get lined up for October, like Halloween. He must have a really big booking now that Ghostbusters is back in resurgence now.
I'm pretty sure they have. There's another one coming out this year.
I think you're right.
It's a sequel to the
Firehouse, Ghostbusters Firehouse, right? Is that what they call it now?
I don't remember the one with Paul Rudd. Yeah,
the one with Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stoked about that. That's for sure.
Well, I will say for those of you that want to secure a spot for the performances and have preferred seating, you can do so by booking Eat to the Beat dining packages. And those you can start booking beginning July 6th. So if you are wanting to do that, mark your calendar. Definitely mark your calendar because some of those restaurants go pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you don't miss your favorite restaurant and your favorite act.
There you go. Do you have a favorite act on this, on these, this bill here?
Who are you asking? Oh, Kat.
Ask Kat first.
Oh, you know, every time we talk about a festival with musical acts, I got to bring up Joey Fatone and Friends. So that's up there. I love Hanson. I've seen Hanson live like 20 times. They're great.
Oh, wow.
And Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath is a local kind of where I live, so I see them a lot too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff on this. What about you guys?
Sugar Ray. I love Sugar Ray. That a friend of ours got like a great photo of Sugar Ray from Mark like singing right in front of me, like just inches away from me.
I have to blow that up and get it framed, I think, for you, because
only if you can get it signed.
Well, I don't have that power anymore. You know, I mean, I guess I could maybe I have to pull some strings because we haven't talked to Sugar Ray in a long time. But, you know, I think you guys, who else?
I have to go with Kat, even though, like, you know, I was a little too old for these boy bands, but I like Joey Fatone, so. Mm-hmm. I would definitely want to see that. And I think it would be cool, whoever he brings up with him. And I think Chris Kirkpatrick actually lives here in Nashville.
He does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been doing Lance Bass's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's been having a lot of guests from old boy bands. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think Joey's going to have a big crowd. The third Big Fat Greek Wedding come out this, I think, the weekend before this happens.
Well, speaking of Lance, doesn't he still live in Orlando?
Lance?
Yeah.
No, Lance lives here.
Oh, he lives in LA?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I think Joey's in Orlando.
Joey's in Orlando for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Big Fat Greek Wedding sequel comes out like pretty soon to this date. So
yeah,
he's going to be a busy guy.
Busy.
I would say that I would really like to see the Bacon Brothers, though. Yep. I do like Kevin Bacon.
Oh, we'll have to take some time off when they play here locally because Kevin lives here in Nashville.
Yes, that's
right. He's got a home here. So he frequently writes and performs here in Nashville. But for me, I think I'll have to, I'll agree. Sugar Ray. I'm down with Sugar Ray. I'd love to see Hoobastank. I don't recall during my alternative rock FM days if I actually saw Hoobastank perform. I want to say I did, but I probably wasn't paying any
probably
attention.
One of the, was it, would it have been a BuzzFest?
Probably would have been a BuzzFest or something. One of our, you know, weenie roasts, those kind of things. And then, yeah, I'm down with that. I'd also like to see Ray Parker because he's a talented guitar player and I'd love to see him perform. Not to mention we've already seen Tiffany and things. Tiffany's great. But, and of course, Boyz II Men, always so good. And then maybe just because I'm a big fan of AM radio, maybe Air Supply. But I have a soft spot in my heart for Air Supply.
That's one you would have to do yourself.
Yeah, I'm all out of love.
Kristen's out.
I'd be willing to
Kristen out.
Put the backpacks
on. Kristen in. Kristen out.
Out.
On Boo and Jack-Jack. And I'll take my chances in the park alone with the two of them rather than see that.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Anyway.
I don't know. I feel like it's old music now. About
Air Supply in it.
You probably did.
The Wedding Date.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it an Adam Sandler film?
No, it's The Wedding Date with Deborah Messing and
Okay, gotcha.
Dermot Mulroney, where she has the Air Supply poster in her bedroom.
That is hilarious.
Their lesser known hits were some great. I was like, oh my God, Air Supply.
I was going to say there was another. Oh, speaking of Lance Bass, did you happen to see that documentary on the boy bands?
The Lou Pearlman documentary?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. Wasn't that
crazy? It?
Oh, yeah. We watched crazy. it the first time it came out. First run. Oh, anyway. Hey, welcome to the podcast, everyone. Jeez. Boy, we just love talking about pop. You know, it's not every day you get to talk to your friends about music on this program, so it's nice to take a little diversion.
No, yeah. And it lets people know a little bit of different stuff about us than, you know, I love cotton candy.
Well, we never wanted to know.
Right.
We are huge music fans, too. I mean, we're people of, you know, of course, I'm a musician, too, but we're big music fans.
I used to be.
You used to be a big music fan or used to
be? No, I used to
be a person.
Okay,
here we go.
Cue the music.
Thank you so much for listening. If it weren't for you guys, we would have no reason to do this. So thanks so much for tuning in the show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, head over to Spotify. There you can support the show, or you can click on one of our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocers. Aljon.
Yes.
Tell everyone where to find us on the social medias.
Yes. You can find me personally at Aljon Go on Instagram. You can also find us there on every bit of that social media that you love. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Tweet.
And you can also find all the archives there at diningatdisney.com, as well as a few food reviews and all kinds of stuff there. Check it out. And if you love this podcast, don't forget to check out our other friends and family podcast, if you will, Skull Rock Podcast with myself and former Disney creative director Dave Bossert. We talk about food and film. We talk about film and animation and streaming. And occasionally we'll talk about food, but more often than not, we just talk about what's streaming and what's playing in theaters. Also talking about food and film and a lot of fun. You've got Kat's show. She's pointing at herself. It's called Eat the Pictures. And I think she's back for a new season. So please, please subscribe and check out her new shows. Every week they drop. So do it. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram. At Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And for all of your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, like we said at the top of the show, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. She'll send you on the best vacation of your life. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.